Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Director of Unemployment Compensation Policy Benefits for the State Department of Labor and Industry, Susan Dickinson. Susan, welcome to KDK Radio.
Thank you very much.
You have had unprecedented times in your office dealing with the unemployment for starters over the last 4 months. Where do we stand for people who were trying to get through to get unemployment benefits or at least apply?
We still have so many people that we are able to reach every day, which is good news. You know, we're getting to ones that we may not have had the chance before to reach out to them, reach out to their employer, get their story, make a decision on their benefits. So as we get more staff all the time and we get more help internally and externally, we're training people up and getting them ready to help us with all of that work that we have to do.
I'm sure your office has never been busier. It's just quite a shock to the system when everything shut down and everybody signed up for unemployment. But Pennsylvanians could receive more unemployment benefits. There has been an extension, correct?
That's correct. Today, actually yesterday, begins payments for our extended benefits program. And it's a program that's in our law all the time, actually. It's just not usually active. It only becomes active once the unemployment rate gets really high. So it's become activated back in May. This is the first payable week as of last week. And it's an additional up to 13 weeks of benefits. It'll be between 9 and 13 weeks, depending on the person's individual situation.
I'm sure there's a collective sigh of relief from many who are dealing with that situation directly. What about the people who are, you know, in a situation where they may be offered their jobs back, and with the federal additional money of $600 a week, maybe you're making about the same or a little more, that are reluctant to go back to work for fear of COVID maybe. But if your employer offers you your job back and you don't take it, there could be consequences through your office, correct?
Correct. So it's all done on an individual case-by-case basis and looking at all the facts with the case. Generally, if someone is offered their job back, they do have to take their job back. However, there might be circumstances in their particular situation which would be a good reason for them to refuse the work. For example, if they had someone in their household who was immunocompromised and them going out might expose them. Any type of direct impact from this pandemic that might, you know, a reasonable person would say, I really should not go to work in this situation because this is a high risk. So there are situations, where someone might be eligible for benefits, but, you know, if they did not have some sort of a solid answer, for example, if they're simply just making more on unemployment than they would going back to work, that is not an acceptable reason to be able to refuse work. So everyone's situation is going to be different, and we do look at it on a case-by-case basis, one claim at a time.
And you mentioned that your office is catching up on the backlog of cases. Do you have any advice or recommendations for somebody who is maybe a 1099 employee or a business owner who's able to collect unemployment at this particular time that hasn't received anything yet?
Yes, and actually we do have, mentioning case-by-case basis, that goes for all claims, not just ones where people refuse work. So we are looking, we have to examine the eligibility depending on the answers that individuals give us. We're finding on the PUA program, which is the program that collects all of the self-employed individuals and individuals otherwise not eligible for our regular unemployment compensation. On that program, there are a lot of questions that people answer incorrectly, a lot of things they misunderstood. So it's simply a matter of us wading through and contacting those individuals and finding out that they made an error in answering their questions. So we're, continuing to plow through that program, get everyone taken care of. Individuals may still file. If they haven't yet, they haven't heard of the program yet, they don't know what this is, I highly recommend going to our website, www.uc.pa.gov, and learning all about it. And there is a place there to open a claim. And even if someone is back to work now, they could still be eligible for those weeks that they were unable to work because of COVID-19. We can certainly backdate the claim to those weeks, and they may receive payment for those weeks.
Under normal circumstances, Susan, prior to the pandemic, whatever your own office numbers for the people processing these claims was, where do you stand now? Have you added staff? We talked to the governor. He said he was going to try to really push that to try to get as much help out there to make sure everybody was getting what they need.
Yes, we have actually added hundreds of staff. We've started before the pandemic. We had about 600 staff, and we pretty much almost doubled that now. In getting individuals from other bureaus, in getting individuals from other departments, in hiring, we've had multiple waves of hiring so far from the outside. We also, are looking for any additional help we can. So the hard part is that unemployment compensation is very complex. Whether you're looking at the law and the regulations, the policies, or you're actually looking at the system that we use. It is very complex for an individual to learn. It's not something that they're going to learn in a week. It's going to take several months to be proficient. And of course, we're already 4 months into this. So as we bring people in, it will help us in the long run as we clean up all of these cases moving forward.
And real quickly, there was that scam going around, a national scam. It's a federal case. Can you fill us in very briefly on that?
Sure. On the PUA program, it is a national problem that we have, individuals whose identities have previously been stolen from other sources. The fraudsters are now using those people's identities to file unemployment claims for them and, of course, steal the money themselves. So what Pennsylvania did was we had to move to all paper checks instead of direct deposit because, of course, the fraudsters are looking for electronic deposits. And now we're moving on to debit cards, which, of course, also go in the mail. So that's another fail-safe. So individuals who receive unemployment compensation benefits and did not file for them, should certainly turn them in to us. And we have an address on our website that they can use. And, we'll be able to then stop the claim and disassociate the claim from their name. Individuals should not spend the benefits that we send them, but let us know so that we can then add it to the list of growing cases and, be able to help law enforcement because, they're nationally looking at this and need all the help from us that they can get in figuring out what's happening.
Susan Dickinson, Director of Unemployment Compensation Policy Benefits for the State Department of Labor and Industry. We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.